This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied that trade talks with China have collapsed and characterized the trade tension between the world's two largest economies as a little squabble. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The fight between the world's two biggest economies sent global markets plummeting yesterday. The president says it's no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China.
Even as his administration listed thousands of Chinese goods on which he could add more tariffs, from laptops to tuna. The Chinese are not backing down, saying they will fight to the finish. But the president says the U.S. is in a very strong spot.
I think we're winning it.
Some analysts, though, fear the result could be a global recession. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the United States will not tolerate any interference by Russia in next year's presidential elections. Speaking after their meeting in Sochi on Tuesday, Pompeo said any Russian interference would make the situation between Washington and Moscow worse.
If the Russians were to engage in that in 2020, it would put our relationship in an even worse place than it has been. And encourage them not to do that, that we would not tolerate that.
Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter, said there is no proof Russia meddled in the 2016 election, despite many U.S. intelligence reports to the contrary.
We can discuss this topic forever, but until we have cold, hard facts on the table, we cannot have a grown-up discussion about it.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, told Pompeo that Russia had never interfered in U.S. elections and that they had something to talk about when it came to stability on global energy markets. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea accused the United States of robbery Tuesday and demanded the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. In a statement in the Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry warned of unspecified consequences in response to the U.S. seizure of the vessel. It said the U.S. should carefully deliberate what consequences will follow in the current situation derived by their robbery and promptly return our ship. The KCNA statement claimed the seizure violates the 2018 agreement between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to improve bilateral relations. The United States announced last week that it had seized the ship, the Wise Honest, North Korea's second-largest cargo ship, because it had been used to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. WhatsApp is urging users to upgrade to the latest version after hackers attacked a number of phones and installed spyware. It was reportedly developed by Israel's NSO group. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
1.5 billion people use the messaging service, which is owned by Facebook. Its high levels of security and privacy are partly why. Now, the Financial Times reports that a vulnerability in WhatsApp allowed attackers to inject spyware on phones, just by ringing up targets through the app's call function. It worked even if they didn't pick up. The spyware was reportedly developed by an Israeli cybersecurity firm, the NSO Group. WhatsApp said it targeted a select number of users. Hackers remotely installed surveillance software that would let them read their targets' messages. Rights group Amnesty International says regimes are using NSO's spyware to watch prominent activists and journalists.
Lucy Fielder reporting for Reuters. And actor Tim Conway, an Emmy-winning performer who kept folks rolling in the aisles on the former Carol Burnett show, has died after a long illness in Los Angeles. He was 85. We get more from AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Not my regular doctor. I said for Dr. Becker.
Hey, well, I'm Dr. Becker's father.
Tim Conway fans range from little kids to the elderly because he had such a long career. He was known for TV shows like The Carol Burnett Show and McHale's Navy, movies like The Apple Dumpling Gang and Cannonball Run 2, comedy videos like Dorf on Golf, and the voice of Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. Conway said in a 2002 AP interview he knew why he got the laughs.
I think maybe one of the reasons they laugh so much is because I'm an odd-looking chap.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.